This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Rueg, R-U-E-G-G, first name Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, the date of birth, January 20, 1959, date of evaluation, December 23rd, 2024. The chief complaint, 65-year-old female with right wrist fracture. The HPI. The patient is a 65-year-old female who was visiting from Pennsylvania, period. She was walking on the sidewalk approximately 48 hours ago during the rain, period. She subsequently slipped on a metal plate on the sidewalk, period. She attempted to prevent her fall with her right wrist, but sustained the right wrist fracture, period. The patient is noted to have ongoing pain involving the right wrist. It is rated 8/10 subjectively. It radiates to the forearm and thumb, period. She had been anticipated to have surgery, but gave history of a dysrhythmia, at which time she was referred for further evaluation, period. The patient currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath. She denies any syncopal episode, period. Her past medical history includes 1, fibromyalgia, next number, lumbar spinal stenosis, next number, SVT, next number, anxiety/depression, past surgical history, left ankle surgery, next number, foraminotomy in 2017. Medication, lisinopril, unknown dose, atorvastatin, metoprolol, unknown dose, Paxil, 50 milligrams, 1 daily, amitriptyline, 1 daily, period. Allergies, Demerol, results in increased heart rate. Family history, mother had coronary artery disease, father with history of atrial fibrillation. Social history, she is a former smoker. She notes she last smoked in May of 2024. She reports occasional alcohol use, but denies drug use, period. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had weight gain. She reports occasional night sweats, period. Vision, she wears glasses. She notes dry eyes with burning. Oral cavity, she has a sore tongue, neck. She reports stiffness and pain. Gastrointestinal, she has bloating. Musculoskeletal, as per HPI. Psychiatric, she has anxiety and depression. Hematologic, she has easy bruising. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/55, pulse 66, respiratory rate 18, height 61 inches, weight 161 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The right wrist is noted to be in a splint. The patient is otherwise noted to be stable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute, period. No significant SDRT wave changes are noted, period. Echocardiogram stated September 18, 2024, per Dr. Stephanie Madonis, there is normal left atrium, period. Left ventricular systolic function is normal with ejection fraction 55-60%, period. No segmental wall motion abnormality, period. No pericardial effusion, period. There is minimal thickening of the mitral valve with associated mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation, period. Estimated PA pressure systolic, 32 millimeters of mercury. TR velocity is 2.69 meters per second, period. Aortic valve is tri-leaflet and mildly sclerotic without evidence of aortic stenosis or regurgitation. The RV systolic function was noted to be normal, period. She underwent a ZIO, that is ZIO patch, May 10, 2024 to May 18, 2024, period. This revealed overall sinus rhythm at a maximum sinus rate of 133 beats per minute, period. Minimum rate 55 beats per minute, period. She did experience supraventricular tachycardia with a maximum rate of 152 beats per minute, period. There was rare ectopy, period. She was subsequently started on beta blocker, period. She was noted to have several episodes of ventricular bigeminy during her test and occasional ventricular ectopy, but no high-grade dysrhythmia, period. Patient further was noted to have episode of coughing, period. The lab work performed December 23, 2024, white blood cell count 6.0, hemoglobin 12.2, platelet 271, sodium 135, potassium 4.7, chloride 105, bicarb 23, BUN 21, creatinine 0.97, glucose 108. The impression, this is a 65-year-old female who suffered a fall and subsequent radius fracture, period. She is currently scheduled a right open reduction internal fixation, right distal radius fracture, right endoscopic carpal tunnel release, for diagnosis S52.551A and G56.01 using general anesthesia. Her active problems include history of SVT, hypertension, spinal stenosis, fibromyalgia, period. She is noted to have history of mild moderate tricuspid regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, and normal left ventricle ejection fraction, period. She has no history of chest pain, syncope, or other high-grade dysrhythmia. She is currently maintained on beta blockers, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for saying. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.